This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, 12th September. God's word to you today is His counsel. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 32, verse 8, and it says, "The Lord says, I will guide you along the best path for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." On this very day, 10 years ago, God's Favorite House had her first worship experience at the then Protea Hotel. We thank God for year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 5, year 6, year 7, year 8, year 9, and here we are in year 10. Hallelujah. We thank God for indeed filling lives with the life of Christ Jesus, releasing people into their destinies and equipping us to take the world for Him. We thank God for all the changed lives, the salvations, the baptisms in water, and by His Spirit for the marriages, for fruitfulness, for establishment, healings, deliverances. We thank God for where He has brought us from and for where we are and for where He is taking us. We give God all the glory. It has and will always be Jesus at the center of it all. Amen. Our desire to see changed lives is as true today as it has been for the last 10 years. We want to see troubled marriages healed. We want to see people that are sick healed and restored. We want to see people that are far from God saved, hearing from God, and having a solid relationship with Jesus. So we really do not have time for politics. We seek, by the grace of God, to have a church devoid of politics. And this is also our prayer for the Church of Christ Jesus. However, we know that where two or three are gathered, there will be politics. But by the grace of God, we seek and trust God to have an environment that is not driven by politics or driven by nepotism or driven by tribalism. We seek and trust God to have an environment that is driven purely by the voice of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Lord wants us to do. We do not get to where we are because of people's ideas. Going by people's ideas, God's Favorite House would not even be where it is today. When we said we wanted to get a land this size, people came to me and said, "You are struggling to pay the rent in the rented facility, and you say you want to spend how much on this land? This land is even too big. Can't we manage something smaller? 2 plots, perhaps?" I always smile because they are well-meaning people. They just cannot see what I, by God's grace, can see. As soon as we are sure this is what God wants us to do, this is what we do. Guess what? The same people have come back to say our current place is too small for us, and I laugh. What if we had taken their advice? Psalm 73 verse 24 says, "You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny." Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I bring my life and the Church of Jesus Christ before you today. Guide us with your counsel, Lord, leading us into a glorious destiny. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.